This morning on WCHL, the 90-year-old Chapel Hill man missing for more than 2 days has been found. The two Pittsburgh groups butting head over a gun range are ready to meet to lay their concerns out on the table. And more than 100 people gathered on the UNC campus yesterday to honor the fallen Tar Heel student whose murder is still yet to be solved.
Justice for Faith means that we will all have closure. We will know who did this to her and that the person who did will be put behind bars.
And a movement that's already swept Chapel Hill and Carrboro, now Hillsborough is ready to solarize. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carrboro traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, UNC football is trying not to get out ahead of the bye week so it can use the time to prepare for an increasingly difficult schedule.
We played our best ball when we were down. We're going to be in that situation. There's going to be some times when we're in that situation, and I know how this team's going to respond. You know, we'll get better on the front end. We will. We'll get better.
A UNC men's soccer player gets this week's top honors, and
both the NCAA and the NFL got it right for all the wrongdoing.
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
806, 66 degrees and wet in Chapel Hill. It's going to be cloudy, and especially the first part of the day, 40% chance of more rain. There's some light drizzle coming down out there pretty much all morning long. Our high today about 75. I'm Ron Stutz. Yesterday, just a couple of minutes before 5 p.m., the Chapel Hill Police Department announced it had located Richard Leslie Silva, ending a more than two-day hunt. Mr. Silva was located in a wooded area near I-40 on Monday afternoon. Chapel Hill Police said he was transported to UNCER for evaluation. The 90-year-old man was last seen midday Friday at the Carroll Woods Retirement Community on Weaver Dairy Road, and then he went missing. He was believed to be suffering from dementia or a cognitive impairment. Three members of a group opposed to a shooting range in Chatham County will meet with the range's owner on Wednesday to discuss their differences, according to information from a spokesperson for Defending Chatham Neighborhoods. That spokesperson, Chatham County resident Tony Gaeta, is an adjunct UNC law professor and attorney who practices in Raleigh. DCN is a group of more than 130 signers of a petition to shut down Range 2A. They say they're concerned about noise, stray bullets, and a potential decline in property values. Range 2A opened in late May on 71 acres off Silk Hope Gum Springs Road. It's a membership-based business that offers military-style tactical training. Tensions arose immediately between the owner, Mark Atkinson, and his next-door neighbor, Seglinda Scarpa, the owner of Goathouse Refuge, a cat sanctuary with more than 200 cats. Scarpa complained about the noise and potential danger from gunfire. After a shooting test conducted by the Chatham County Sheriff's Department registered above allowable decibel levels, Range 2A will shut down for a while. Atkinson promised to create more buffers around his 8 shooting bays in the hopes of reopening this fall. Since then, neighborhood opposition has grown, as well as support from gun rights advocates. Gaeta and his group are threatening to sue Atkinson for creating what they call a nuisance. Atkinson may also be facing hefty Chatham County fines for unauthorized soil disturbance on his property. Gaeta said he's not one of the three neighbors attending tomorrow's meeting between opposing parties. He told WCHL, though, in late August that if he ever met Atkinson, his message would be, shut down the range. This is the wrong place for it. Sunday marked the 2-year anniversary of the murder of UNC sophomore Faith Danielle Hedgepeth. And on Monday, more than 100 people gathered at the UNC Student Union for a moment of silence to honor her memory. Andy Willard reports for Carolina Connection on WCHL.
At this time, we ask that everyone join us in a moment of silence as we remember Faith Danielle
Hedgepeth. Alpha Pi Omega Sorority, along with other Native American groups, organized the memorial. Pictures of Hedgepeth were printed in black and white and read in large capital letters, Justice for Faith. Sharon Ross, president of Alpha Pi Omega, said this was meant as a call to action.
Justice for Faith means that we will all have closure. We will know who did this to her and that the person who did will be put behind bars.
And in the meantime, the university waits for answers. In Chapel Hill, I'm Andy Willard.
Andy Willard, a reporter with the Carolina Connection, the radio news magazine at the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. You can hear it every Saturday morning at 8:30 on WCHL during the school year. We're now a couple of games into the 2014 season, but the UNC football team is still having to deal with its latest controversy. Last month, Yahoo Sports broke the story of the alleged hazing of a player. Details of the incident are still not certain. UNC officials are still investigating. But what do students think about the situation? Mary Yunt of Carolina Connection hit the sidewalks to ask students how they felt.
The athletic department at UNC Chapel Hill is no stranger to controversy. With the university entering its fifth year of the academic investigation, you might think that student athletes are likely to be on their best behavior. The football team, however, is now under a separate investigation due to an alleged hazing incident that occurred at training camp. Yahoo Sports first reported on August 26 that redshirt first-year Jackson Boyer, a wide receiver, was hazed and assaulted by a group of his teammates, leaving him with a concussion. Head coach Larry Fedora suspended four players for the season opener last Saturday against Liberty University for a violation of team policies. What are students saying about this situation, and more importantly, how will fan morale be affected? I asked around campus to find out more.
Hi, my name is Jonathan Hebert. I'm a senior, and I think that there's a fine line between initiating new members to an organization that builds culture and camaraderie and hazing new members. I think it's unfortunate that a lot of the times people don't know how to not cross that line.
Hi, my name is Blake Porter. I'm a senior at UNC Chapel Hill. And when I learned about the new hazing scandal, I was just shocked that these players could use such poor judgment, knowing that our school is already under investigation.
Hi, my name is Amy Kalinowski. I'm from Greenville. I'm a senior here at Carolina. I do think there's value in like traditions that different clubs here have and different sports teams and whatnot, but I do think there's a level where it's not okay. The level where someone gets a concussion is probably the point where it's not okay.
Hello, my name's Cameron Robert, and I'm a senior here at UNC.
I'm David Deans. I'm a senior. I think it's a shame that there's another scandal on top of all the other ones here. Hazing, to that degree, certainly has no place in the football program, and it's just more bad publicity.
This week, Coach Fedora declined to comment on the story and said that he is done talking about it until the investigation is finished. In Chapel Hill, I'm Mary Young.
Carolina Connection is the radio news magazine of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication, a radio show produced by students for students. It airs here on WCHL every Saturday at 8:30 a.m. during the school year. The good news is that Americans are saving more than ever for college. The bad news is that the average amount still isn't enough to cover 1 year at a four-year public university. The College Savings Plan Network says the average 529 college savings plan is worth about $20,671. That's almost double since 2008 when the country was in the grips of the recession. The size increase in 529 accounts appears to be the result of both a healthier stock market and the ability of many Americans to save more. The group said in a report released on Tuesday that contributions jumped from $16.5 billion in 2009 to $22.5 billion in 2013. The nation now has some $244 billion in assets managed under 529 plans. The Solarize movement is coming to the town of Hillsboro on Wednesday with a kickoff event taking place at Durham Tech's Orange County campus. WCHL's Danny Hooley has details.
The Solarize program is an organizing effort that brings neighborhoods together to negotiate for group discounts for solar panel installations. The idea is, the bigger the group, the bigger the discounts. The town of Hillsboro is offering non-monetary support to the initiative in an effort to promote energy independence, environmental stewardship, and more construction jobs. Support from the town government includes use of town hall for public educational events. Solarize Hillsboro is organized by the North Carolina-based nonprofit group Next Climate. Earlier this year, the grassroots organization kicked off Solarize Carrboro, and there's an ongoing online fundraising effort to solarize McDougal Middle School in Chapel Hill. The Solarize Hillsboro event takes place at 7 p.m. Wednesday in room 201 of Durham Tech in Orange County, and you are invited. You can also find an online link to Solarize Hillsboro in this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
There's always important research work going on at the UNC Limebrooker Comprehensive Cancer Center. Some you don't hear so much about, but this is a really important study here. Limebrooker studied 8 genes that could slow down cell proliferation in breast cancer patients. Michael Gatza, a postdoctoral fellow at UNC, says these genes, also known as drivers, are responsible for the development of cancerous cells.
These are genes that are responsible for driving tumor development or for causing cells to proliferate abnormally. They're normally expressed at lower levels in normal tissue, but in a tumor they may be expressed aberrantly at a much higher level.
Gatza and his fellow UNC researchers want to develop a drug to target the most prevalent type of breast cancer.
And so what we believe this could turn into is an opportunity where if we could develop a drug against these particular genes, that we could selectively kill or inhibit the proliferation of those cells that are overexpressing.
But they believe their research will also be effective in other types of cancers. Drugs that battle one of the genes they studied have been successful in halting lymphoma in mouse models and could potentially have positive effects in breast cancer patients as well.
So our study was specifically in breast cancer, but we believe the strategies that we used could be applied, and they in fact are being applied to other types of tumors right now.
The team published its research online in Nature Genetics. WCHL News Time, 8:15. Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers.
Well, thank you very much, Ron. As traffic's still moving fairly smoothly out there, we've got these earlier accidents that were reported, but these accidents were off of I-40, one at Fayetteville Street, right around the South Point area, just off of I-40, and then the other one on Chapel Hill Road near I-540. So again, not on the major thoroughfares, but we are seeing a couple accidents out there, so be on the lookout for those. The Durham Freeway right now, seeing some delays, northbound and southbound, right around I-40, so be on the lookout there. And 15501 northbound and southbound, seeing spotty delays, minor to moderate, but major delays, 15501 southbound right now between Garrett Road and I-40, so be on the lookout for that as well. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Problems all over the place this morning. Thank you so much for staying on top of all that.
You bet.
This look at traffic has been brought to you by your friends at Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. And Cruisers serves the best tasting fountain drinks in town. We talk about their coffee all the time, but how about their fountain drinks? Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, and guaranteed to taste great. At Cruisers, good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by the Carolina Inn. 65 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, and wet, quite a lot of rain overnight. The light variety, 40% chance of more rain today, maybe just drizzle, mainly this morning, or at least the first part of the day. High today in the middle 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain or drizzle. Low tonight, 65. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only 3 Forbes 4-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 17. A Winston-Salem City Council committee is to consider whether to offer benefits to same-sex domestic partners. Local media outlets reported the proposal is on the agenda for tonight's meeting of a council committee, but city officials say they already are offering benefits to those who have been married anywhere in the country where same-sex marriages are legal. Human Resources Director Carmen Carruth wrote employees last month telling them the city would recognize marriage licenses from any state or U.S. jurisdiction. Carruth cited a ruling by the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals that overturned a gay marriage ban in Virginia and a recent statement by North Carolina Attorney General Roy Cooper that he would no longer defend the marriage amendment to the state constitution. That amendment, otherwise known as Amendment 1, was approved in 2012. In news around town this morning, with the conflict in Israel continuing to rage, Chapel Hill's Kehillah Synagogue is offering a 3-part speaker series this fall called Varying Perspectives on Israel. The first lecture in the series will be on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. New Republic senior editor John Judas will be the guest speaker. His new book, Genesis, examines the role played by American Jews in founding the State of Israel after World War II. The Hillel Synagogue is located at 1200 Mason Farm Road in Chapel Hill. And the Triangle is about to be invaded by ninjas from all around the world. From September 26th through 28th, Raleigh will play host to the 34th Annual Ninja Festival, bringing together practitioners of Toshindo martial arts. This year's festival will take place at the Briar Creek Embassy Suites, and it's noteworthy because this is the first time the festival is taking place away from Toshindo World Headquarters in Dayton, Ohio. There are two Toshindo schools in North Carolina, including Chapel Hill's Quest Center on North Carolina 54. Visit ninjafestival.com to learn more. Time for WCHL Championship Sports. UNC head football coach Larry Fedora says he's glad his Tar Heels are 2-0, but knows there's a need for improvement with a very tough schedule looming after this bye week. For now, the Carolina skipper is preaching fundamentals on the practice field in the hope that the talented Tar Heels can crack their untapped potential. WCHL's Matt Oakes reports.
Missed tackles and blown assignments plagued the Carolina defense Saturday night against San Diego State. In lieu of the erratic play, Coach Fedora says the team will be spending some extra time shoring up the basics this week.
That concerns you. It always does. And so, we'll have to go back to the fundamentals this week. And when I say that, that does not mean that we have not been practicing fundamentals. That just means we've got to go back and really work hard on the fundamentals.
Despite the sloppiness, Coach Fedora says he's most pleased with the fighting spirit he's observed in his team 2 weeks into the young season.
We made enough plays to win the game, and that's all it boiled down to, is our guys made the plays when we had to make the plays. And so I give our team credit for their, how they persevered throughout the entire game. They were positive. We had great energy on that sideline. I mean, there were a lot of guys that were frustrated. They fought until they got it done.
The Tar Heels rallied from a 14-point deficit in the second half against the Aztecs and trailed Liberty in the opening week of play before turning it on in the third quarter. Junior starting quarterback Marquise Williams leads UNC in rushing yards up to this point, but with a talented stable of running backs that includes sophomore TJ Logan and freshman Elijah Hood, Coach Fedora says that needs to change.
It's critical. I mean, anytime we can run the football, we're going to be a better football team, and we were not having success in that first half running the football.
Slow first half starts, especially by the offense, have become an issue for this UNC squad. But Coach Fedora says he'd rather the guys play their best brand of football in the latter stages of the game than the other way around.
That's not concerning for me. I think that's a great thing. I mean, that we played our best ball when we were down. I'm going to tell you, I would much rather have it that way than the other way, that you don't play your best ball when you're down. Because that situation, we're going to be in that situation. There's going to be some times when we're in that situation, and I know how this team's going to respond. We'll get better on the front end. We'll get better.
There isn't a more opportune time to get better than in the bye week. With no opponent to worry about this Saturday, the Tar Heels are afforded the chance to focus on themselves.
We're not where we want to be right now, but we're 2-0, and that's the biggest thing right now. We're going into an open week. We can get some guys healed up, and we can continue to get better in all three phases, because we haven't anywhere gotten close to our potential.
Not close, not yet. But an open week spent addressing core issues and weaknesses may do wonders for a UNC team that has scraped its way to a 2-0 mark, but has slid down to number 25 in the most recent coaches poll and dropped out altogether of the AP rankings. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
I'll tell you what, win or lose, this team is really fun to watch. They've turned in some really exciting plays in these first two games, especially this past Saturday night. North Carolina State coach Dave Doran wants to see his Wolfpack defense tackle better. Doran said yesterday he was surprised by his team's poor tackling in the win against Old Dominion. That means the preparation for this weekend's trip to South Florida will include a big focus on the most basic part of playing defense. Doran says he was surprised by his team's tackling in the last game after a solid performance in the opener against Georgia Southern. He says the team doesn't have to practice tackling ball carriers to the ground to improve, but his players have to build good habits by going full speed, even if they ultimately stop short of making the hit in practice. North Carolina State is 2-0. And the Wolfpack has given up a combined 942 yards in its two wins. Carolina Panthers coach Ron Rivera says Cam Newton will start the team's home opener this coming Sunday against the Detroit Lions. Lions are surging after an impressive win last night over the New York Giants. The two-time Pro Bowl quarterback Cam Newton was held out of Carolina's win on Sunday at Tampa Bay with fractured ribs, but backup Derek Anderson stepped in and threw for 230 yards and two touchdowns in a 20-14 victory. Newton is expected to return to practice tomorrow after his streak of 48 consecutive starts was snapped. Rivera says keeping Newton out against Tampa Bay was one of the toughest decisions he'd ever had to make, but doctors had advised him that it will make a huge difference in Newton's recovery. For Anderson, it is back to the bench, but certainly he showed what he can do, and isn't it nice to have the luxury of a good backup like that? Anderson hadn't started a game since 2010, but he helped the Panthers win their first season opener under Rivera and first overall since 2008. UNC men's soccer senior forward Andy Craven was named the College Soccer News National Player of the Week on Monday. St. Simon Island, Georgia native was a difference maker, leading Carolina to a pair of 4-0 road victories this past weekend. For his efforts, he was also selected to the College Soccer News National Team of the Week. Craven scored the game winner in each match, beginning with a late first-half goal Friday night and the 1-0 victory over Old Dominion in Norfolk. He produced the game's deciding goal on Sunday, as well as the 1-0 victory at Virginia Commonwealth in Richmond. Graven has 3 goals and 3 game winners so far in 2014. The 3-1 Tar Heels moved up to number 3 in the latest College Soccer News poll, also released on Monday. North Carolina will start ACC play this Friday against Pittsburgh here in Chapel Hill. Match time, 7 o'clock. And it will be shown on ESPN3. Jamie Loeb, the top-ranked collegiate women's tennis player in the nation, headlines 5 North Carolina women's tennis players included in the ITA Division I women's preseason rankings released yesterday. Additionally, the selections for the 2014 Riviera ITA Women's All-American Championships were also released. The Riviera singles field is led by Loeb, the defending champion, who starts this year as a number one player in the 2014 ITA Division I National Women's Singles Rankings. Loeb went 53-4 last season, winning both Riviera and the USTA ITA National Indoor Collegiate Championships during a banner freshman campaign. Jamie Loeb. It's 826 at WCHL.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Both the NCAA and the NFL got it right for all the wrongdoing. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. The penalties in two high-profile off-the-field cases were altered this week, causing great debate and criticism among the public and media. I think the right calls were made in both of them, the Penn State sanctions stemming from the Jerry Sandusky sexual abuse scandal and the Ray Rice domestic violence charge. The NCAA reduced a bowl ban against Penn State, making the Nittany Lions eligible for postseason play immediately. 10 of their lost scholarships were restored, and the other 10 will be so next year, giving Penn State back the full complement of 85 in football. And the $60 million fine imposed on the school will remain under the control of the Pennsylvania state government, which means it was effectively dropped too. The Sandusky scandal was the worst imaginable in college sports, and it went on for years right under the collective noses of the late Joe Paterno, his coaching staff, and security personnel. Whether they missed it completely or turned their heads to save the reputation of Penn State football, it was all reprehensible. But it was a criminal case for which Sandusky is serving life in prison, and many people believe the NCAA overstepped its bounds in meting out such harsh penalties. No one involved is still there, and the school has already instituted 115 of the 120 resulting recommendations. Why continue penalizing the current football players and coaches who had nothing to do with it? In Ray Rice's case, a new video of what happened inside the elevator at the Las Vegas casino last February was made public, and Rice was immediately released by the Baltimore Ravens as suspended indefinitely by the National Football League. Whether that should have happened before or how the NFL was just seeing the video now is clearly debatable, and Commissioner Roger Goodell will have to answer those questions. But with the NFL's newly instituted policy on domestic violence against women, it seems hard to believe that anyone was covering it up and going light on Rice, who originally received a 2-game suspension. Clearly, he should be out of football until he answers for the criminal charges and has proven unequivocally to be rehabilitated. In both cases, it was never too late to make the right call. This is Archansky. See ya.
Rainwater is essential to our lives, and the trees around our homes add beauty and shade. But the combination of water and leaves clogs gutters and causes leaks, rot, and foundation problems around our homes. Hi, I'm Charlie Quayle with Gutter Solutions. We combine well-crafted gutters and our exclusive Gorilla Guard gutter covers for gutters that work, guaranteed. Call Gutter Solutions today to get the monkey off your back with the Gorilla Guard gutter covers at 967-7979 or find us on the web at chimneysplusgutters.com.
Chapel Hill, the southern part of heaven. Our town has so many wonderful reasons to love living here, and one of my favorites is right down the little hill on Rosemary Street, Bredman's Restaurant. Bredman's is a Chapel Hill tradition that always has something for everyone. Where else can you get breakfast, lunch, or dinner any time of day? From Belgian waffles to the best burgers in town, or catering for your next event, Bredman's Restaurant is sure to please. Bredman's Restaurant, since 1974, a Chapel Hill tradition.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. People often ask me about the price of gasoline and what they can do to save at the pump. Right now, you can save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for an ExxonMobil Rewards Smart Card at Cruisers. When you use the card, we save on credit card fees and pass the savings along to you. Think of the savings each time you fill up and beyond. Stop by any of our 24 convenient area locations and we'll sign you up.
Only at Cruisers. Good to go.
Will you be our neighbor? If you or someone you know is moving or building a home in Chapel Hill, Harrington Bank is your first stop in financing your new dream home. Harrington Bank offers competitive rates and products for construction loans, renovation loans, home equity loans, and refinancing options. Let's be neighbors and give us a call today. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Extraordinary Ventures Pets. It's 50% off, a $150 value for dog walking services available today for only $75. No time to walk your dog? Extraordinary Ventures is proud to announce their latest business called EV Pets. EV employees will come directly to your Chapel Hill, Carborough, or Hillsborough home during the week of your choice and walk your dog for five consecutive days. Each session takes approximately 50 minutes and includes walking, watering, and lots of love. It's half off from EV Pets, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
It is awfully wet out there this morning after a lot of overnight rain. 40% chance of more rain or drizzle today. High today, about 75.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
Rice cut by the Baltimore Ravens, suspended indefinitely by the NFL following the release of another video showing Rice knocking out his girlfriend in an elevator in February.
You know, you can't watch it too many times. I just watched it once and I couldn't look at it anymore.
Reaction from Pittsburgh Steelers defensive back William Gay.
I'm totally against domestic violence. My mom passed away from domestic violence.
Gay's mother was shot and killed by his stepfather when Gay was 7 years old. As for the Ray Rice incident striking his fiancée, who's now his wife.
That was wrong of him. But at the end of the day, we don't need to run away from Ray Rice. He needs help.
Gay is an advocate for domestic violence victims. He volunteers at the women's shelter and the shelter in Greater Pittsburgh. As for the NFL's image taking a hit.
I don't care about the sport when it comes down to domestic violence. This is real. Someone can lose their life to it. So I'm not concerned about the sport. I'm concerned about what happens in the world, what happens in real life.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832 at WCHL. We have 65 degrees in Chapel Hill and a 40% chance of more rain today. High today about 75. I'm Rod Stutz. Don't know if you've seen that video that everybody keeps talking about and you hear about constantly on CBS throughout the morning here, but it is rather disturbing, I can tell you that much. Yesterday at 4:58 p.m., the Chapel Hill Police Department announced that it located Richard Les Silva, ending a more than two-day hunt. Mr. Silva was located in a wooded area near I-40 Monday afternoon. He was transported to UNCER for evaluation. That information from a statement by the Chapel Hill Police Department. The 90-year-old Silva was last seen in the middle of the day on Friday at the Carroll Woods Retirement Community on Weaver Dairy Road before he went missing. He was believed to be suffering from dementia or a cognitive impairment. Three members of a group opposed to a shooting range just outside outside Pittsburgh in Chatham County will meet with the range's owner on Wednesday to discuss their differences, according to information from a spokesperson for Defending Chatham Neighborhoods. That spokesperson, Chatham County resident Tony Gaeta, is an adjunct UNC law professor and is an attorney practicing in Raleigh. DCN is a group of more than 130 signers of a petition to shut down Range 2A. They say they're concerned about noise, stray bullets, and potential decline in property values. Range 2A opened in late May on 71 acres off of Silk Hope Gum Springs Road. It's a membership-based business that offers military-style tactical training. Tensions arose immediately between the owner, Mark Atkinson, and his next-door neighbor, Seglinda Scarpa, the owner of Goat House Refuge, a cat sanctuary with more than 200 cats. Scarpa complained about the noise and potential danger from gunfire. After a shooting test by the Chatham County Sheriff's Department registered above allowable decibel levels, Range 2A had to shut down for a while. Atkinson promised to create more buffers around his 8 shooting bays in the hopes of reopening this fall. Since then, neighborhood opposition has grown. Also, support from gun rights advocates has grown. Gaeta and his group are threatening to sue Atkinson for creating a nuisance. Atkinson may also be facing hefty county fines for unauthorized soil disturbance on his property. Gaeta said he's not one of the 3 neighbors attending Wednesday's meeting between opposing parties. He told WCHO, though, in late August that if he ever met Atkinson, his message would be, quoting here, "Shut down the range. This is the wrong place for it." Sunday marked the 2-year anniversary of the murder of UNC student Faith Danielle Hedgepeth. And yesterday, more than 100 people gathered at the UNC Student Union for a moment of silence to honor her memory. Andy Willard reports for Carolina Connection.
At this time, we ask that everyone join us in a moment of silence as we remember Faith Danielle Hedgepeth.
Alpha Pi Omega Sorority, along with other Native American groups, organized the memorial. Pictures of Hedgepeth were printed in black and white and read in large capital letters, "Justice for Faith." Sharon Ross, president of Alpha Pi Omega, said this was meant as a call to action.
Justice for Faith means that we will all have closure. We will know who did this to her and that the person who did will be put behind bars.
And in the meantime, the university waits for answers. In Chapel Hill, I'm Andy Willard.
Andy Willard is a reporter for Carolina Connection, the radio news magazine of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. You can hear that show every Saturday morning at 8:30 right here on WCHL during the UNC school year. The good news is that Americans are saving more than ever for college these days. The bad news is that the average amount still isn't enough to cover 1 year at a 4-year public university. The College Savings Plan Network says the average 529 college savings plan is worth about $20,671. That's almost double since 2008, when the country was in the grips of the recession. The size increase in 529 accounts appears to be the result of both the healthier stock market and the ability of many Americans to save more. The group said in a report released last week that contributions jumped from $16.5 billion in 2009 to $22.5 billion in 2013. The nation now has some $244 billion in assets managed under 529 plans. The Solarize movement is coming to the town of Hillsboro tomorrow with a kickoff event taking place at Durham Tech's Orange County campus. WCHL's Danny Hooley has the story.
The Solarize program is an organizing effort that brings neighborhoods together to negotiate for group discounts for solar panel installations. The idea is, the bigger the group, the bigger the discounts. The town of Hillsboro is offering non-monetary support to the initiative in an effort to promote energy independence, environmental stewardship, and more construction jobs. Support from the town government includes use of town hall for public educational events. Solarize Hillsboro is organized by the North Carolina-based nonprofit group Next Climate. Earlier this year, the grassroots organization kicked off Solarize Carrboro, and there's an ongoing online fundraising effort to solarize McDougal Middle School in Chapel Hill. The Solarize Hillsboro event takes place at 7 p.m. Wednesday in room 201 of Durham Tech in Orange County. And you are invited. You can also find an online link to Solarize Hillsboro in this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 8:38. Coming up, this is Tuesday, and you know that means it's time for Adopt a Pet on WCHL. tell you about a pet that is up for adoption or pets. Sometimes there are multiple pets that make their way in here. We'll see what happens. Coming up, Ellie Kinnaird has today's commentary. That is on the way next.
Take the family to Dickie's for a family night or pick up a family pack on your way home because you just don't want to cook. Order online at Dickie's.com and we will have it ready for you to take out with 8 juicy hickory smoked meats, including pulled pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and more. Add fresh home-style sides and hush puppies and you will have a special night that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. See web for details. Order online today and pick up in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, Crossroads Cary, and downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Tower.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heal on Wheels. Wait, Heal on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
It's been the perfect Southern summer in Chapel Hill's Southern Village. And as we bring this summer to a close, we're celebrating in grand fashion. Sunday, September 21st, we'll be holding a food truck rodeo from 3 to 8 p.m., including your favorite local food trucks, a beer van, desserts, and more. The cherry on top? Live music from legendary North Carolina beach band, The Nomads. So come have yourself a real Southern summer. Visit southernvillage.com for more information.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Ace Mosquito Control. It's 50% off residential mosquito control service. You can choose from two options, mosquito barrier spray for up to half acre or up to 1 acre. Ace Mosquito Control is committed to providing an easy, environmentally safe, and low-cost application that eliminates 90 to 95% of mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas from your property for up to 21 days. It's half off from Ace Mosquito Control, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Ron Stutz has been your early morning host since 1977. That's a long time behind the mic. Ron has all your local news, sports, traffic and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, commentaries, jokes, and a lot more. You'll hear from Rand Northam and the whole WCHL news team. Plus, Freddie Kiger's trivia, Wayne Pond's word of the day, Art Chansky's sports notebook, the clean joke of the day, and a whole lot more. Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. And you can wrap up your day with Aaron in the afternoon with the WCHL afternoon and evening news. In between, spend some time with Stephanie Miller and Tom Hartman. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Phil Ford is today's WCHL hometown hero. That is coming up. And coming up next, Adopt a Pet on WCHL. It's 8:41.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. We heard about the benefits of 20th century energy, fracking, and offshore drilling. Today I want to tell you about 21st century energy, and it's happening right here in North Carolina. Google announced that it is expanding its data center in Lenoir. As part of that expansion, it will include a renewable energy program that Duke Energy is creating for large customers. Energy sold under the new tariff would come from new sources, either from independent renewable energy developers or projects Duke Energy itself creates. Apple, another of our large electricity users, located in Maiden, North Carolina, said it operates some of the world's most efficient data centers, consuming 50% less energy than typical centers. Apple has installed solar panels at its corporate headquarters and is pushing utilities to offer renewable power options to companies that requested it. They completed a 20-megawatt solar farm next to the center. Apple says its renewable facilities in Maiden produce enough energy to power 17,600 homes for a year. Our own Bank of America has dedicated itself to a 10-year, $50 billion business initiative, bringing the company's global goal to $70 billion over the next few years. In 2012 alone, Bank of America provided more than $4.5 billion in a number of innovative transactions under its Environmental Business Initiative, the largest of any financial institution. SAS, a business analytics software and services company in Raleigh, is a leader in investing in solar energy and zero energy usage. They have just completed a second solar farm, which will produce an estimated 1.9 million kilowatt hours each year, enough to power more than 175 average-size homes. It has a tracker system that captures up to 25% more energy over fixed systems. Combination of energy efficiency buildings and solar distributive power on every roof would reduce our energy use by 40%. So, which is it going to be? 20th century polluting energy that destroys our beautiful landscape and could pollute our water? Or 21st century job-creating clean energy? Do we have vision and bold courage? Are we forward-thinking, or are we stuck in the 20th century? This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
843 at WCHL. Time now for Adopt a Pet, made possible by Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill. Visit the store in Metamot for healthy dog and cat food and treats, stylist accessories, and a grooming spa experience for your furry friend. Wolfgang Chapel Hill supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt a Pet. We have Rachel here from Orange County Animal Services, and you're not going to believe this dog we have.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How about you?
I'm good.
This dog is named, first of all, his name is Freddie, which is kind of funny to me, having Freddie Kiger here every day on WCHL, but his personality is sort of like Freddie. Tell us about Freddie. What kind of dog is he, and what's he like?
Freddie is a Shih Tzu mix. He's 4 years old. He's got the shaggy hair, and he's black and tan. He's a very goofy dog. He's very silly. He looks like he's smiling all the time.
He really does. You can't help but love him, you know, right away, because he's just so friendly.
Yes. He's 4 years old, and he's already neutered, and he's available at the animal shelter for adoption.
Well, how did you get him?
He came in with another dog, and they were found stray on Franklin Street.
Oh, wow. Wow, because this dog has obviously been somebody's pet.
Yeah, they were hanging out on Franklin Street. Yeah. He was a really great rider over here. Just laid right down.
I'll bet, man. I mean, he looks like he's ready to go to somebody. I'll predict this dog will go as fast as any dog we've ever had.
He's beautiful.
He's fantastic. He really is. And he's fairly small. He's like, what do you say, like 12 pounds maybe?
Yeah, I would say 10.
Yeah.
10 to 12 pounds.
Just do you know if he... I don't even think I need to ask this question, but does he get along with older kids, younger kids, cats, dogs?
We're not sure, but his personality is saying that he's a winner. He's just a all-around good dog. And he loves meeting people, and he'll sit for you when he meets you. It's a very good dog.
I can't wait to have a picture taken with this guy, because we'll put it on our website and on our Facebook page. And once you see him, you will want to adopt him.
Yes.
I promise. You really will. And, you know, Rachel was thinking that he might even be adopted before she got him over here.
I was afraid he wasn't going to make it through the afternoon.
He is at Orange County Animal Services. And
yes.
Where are you, and how do folks get there and all that stuff?
We are on 1601 Eubanks Road, and it's not too far from the park and ride in Chapel Hill. You can also see him at orangecountync.gov and go to the Animal Services tab, and he'll be under Adoptable Pets.
Fantastic. Well, he's not going to be with you long, I can promise you that.
No, he's laying down now. He's already comfortable.
Oh, man, it would be hard to turn down this guy. You got to see him. Look for the picture on WCHL's website, chapelbro.com, and we will have it on there soon. We'll also put it on our Facebook page. I'll put it on mine. We'll get him adopted right away.
Yeah, so. He'll be gone by the end of the day.
Yeah, he really will. Freddie is available in Orange County Animal Services. And Rachel, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Freddie might have driven over here, and Rachel rode in the car with him. Seriously. Adopt a Pet is made possible by Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill. And we do it every Tuesday right here on WCHL.
Every Tuesday morning, Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill partners with WCHL and local animal shelters to present WCHL's Adopt a Pet. Come to Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Meadowmont Village for premium pet food and treats and a grooming spa experience for your furry friend. This month, we're offering a buy two, get one free sale on our natural Wolfgang Bakery treat bags. And check out our grooming special, which features a free teeth cleaning with the purchase of a full or mini grooming. Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill fully supports finding your next pet through Adopt a Pet on WCHL every Tuesday morning.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect.
Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road and the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Attention, Carolina fans. Fitch Lumber and Hardware is a whole lot more than just wood and nuts and bolts. Whether you're building your dream home, adding on, or just maintaining what you've got, we can help lead you in the right direction. Doors, windows, siding, roofing, paint, you name it, we can help you with it. And don't forget about our key and lock services and our custom millwork shop. So stop by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in downtown Carrboro or check us out online at fitchlumber.com. Go Tar Heels!
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, it's clear to us that buyers benefit from having their own agent, whether a first-time buyer or someone who has done it numerous times. Agents at Franklin Street bring an uncommon body of knowledge and experience to the table.
Finding the right home can be easy or it can be torturous. Getting from contract to actually owning requires tenacity and a clear head. Emotions can run really high during the process on both sides.
People can get really uptight about money, and in our market, we're talking a lot of it. 1 or 2% of the price can be thousands of dollars. We are really good at keeping the numbers in perspective, and negotiating the purchase price is probably the easiest part of the whole thing.
No kidding. Due diligence, inspections and repairs, low appraisals and other loan problems, and the resultant delays in closing. Did we mention that emotions on both sides can make these issues seem insurmountable?
That's why we're here, Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
And now it's time for the professionals, local service, daily insights.
Hi, my name is Stephen Lair, and I'm the franchise owner for Homestead Senior Care in Chapel Hill. Homestead Senior Care provides non-medical in-home care for seniors, companionship, meal preparation, medication reminders, on up through personal care and bathing assistance for seniors all throughout Orange and North Chatham County. Today, I want to talk a little bit about seniors behind the wheel. Perhaps the most common frustrations that families voice to us is the ones associated with their aging parents continuing to drive. I think also it's helpful not to look at this situation in terms of black and white. A lot of families will talk to us about when is too old to be behind the wheel or how to know when to take the keys away, and I really think those are the wrong questions to ask. First of all, we know that there are certain factual realities about the aging process, certain changes which take place as the human body ages. But an equally undeniable reality is that everyone ages at a different rate. Some 65-year-olds may drive like 90-year-olds, and vice versa, some 90-year-olds may be fitter behind the wheel than a lot of 65-year-olds. So assessing each situation individually is very crucial to the process. Secondly, the tendency is to look at senior driving as a simple yes or no proposition rather than a process. Families are many times tempted to want to just take the keys away. But if you start the conversation early enough, it doesn't have to be that way. Many seniors and their families have realized the changes that go on visually and have put sort of self-restrictions in place which govern when they drive. My father-in-law is a prime example of this. You will not catch him on the road after dark because he knows, and we've talked about the fact that he just doesn't see well at night. The bottom line is that it doesn't have to be an all or nothing conversation. And the more that you as a family member demonstrate not only your willingness to look at things that way, but your understanding of what it is to go through this aging process to your senior, the easier it'll be to have difficult conversations like this. Well, for more information on this and everything that we do, you can go to homeinstead.com or you can call us up at 919-933-3300.
This has been the professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insight.
I'll be honest with you. I am enamored with that dog that was just here. Freddie from Orange County Animal Services. Check him out on our website a little bit later on today. Adopt a pet on WCHL. We do it every Tuesday. It's always fun. It's either a dog or a cat, sometimes puppies, sometimes kittens, but a lot of fun to do that. Hey, I don't know if you've heard this story, but a Virginia woman says she does not understand the fuss over her 96-year-old mother's recent marriage. After all, she says, and she's joking when she says this, anybody who wants to get married must have a little dementia. The courts aren't particularly amused by the marriage this year of 96-year-old Edith Hill and 95-year-old Eddie Harrison, and the couple's status as newlyweds is now uncertain. Hill was declared legally incapacitated by the courts several years back after a doctor said she suffered from dementia. And a judge says the marriage should not have happened without court permission. He removed Hill's daughter, Rebecca Wright, of Annandale, Virginia, from her role as her mother's guardian in large part because of this marriage. Now, a new guardian has been appointed who will decide whether the marriage will actually be allowed to stand. Something just not right about this story. I don't feel good about that. I understand what the court is saying, but at the same time, removing her daughter from being guardian, that's a little bit crazy. You'll probably be hearing more about that throughout the day on CBS here on WCHL. It's 8:53. I've been telling you that Phil Ford is our hometown hero, and well, I'll tell you what, you think about Carolina basketball. If you've been around for a while, Phil Ford has got to be one of the first things you think of. I can see him now holding up four fingers. He is our hometown hero. And before you meet him, if you haven't already, then tell me the word of the day, 919-929-WCHL. That's your number to call if you know the word, if you know how to spell it, and if you know the definition. Call right now, tell me that. You can get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. And again, your number to call is 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Phil Ford is a Tar Heel and always will be, and he's also today's WCHL hometown hero. Everybody started loving you when you got to Carolina. Started as a freshman and led the Tar Heels to the 1975 ACC Tournament Championship. And then you went on from there to have just a stellar career at Carolina.
Well, that's very nice of you, Wood. But I wouldn't use the term led because there were guys on our team named Walter Davis, John Kuster, Tommy Ligard, Mitch Kupchak. Of course, Coach Smith did such a tremendous job with us that year.
Typical modest Phil Ford. All you got to do is hold up four fingers, and everybody knows that means the four corners, which a lot of people call the Ford corners. Phil, you were drafted number two in the 1978 NBA Draft, Rookie of the Year, 1979. You retired from there in 1985 and began a banking career, and then you started a coaching career.
A young guy from Rocky Mount, North Carolina, that grew up and wanted to be a pro athlete and to come to the school that I pulled for growing up in Rocky Mount to play at North Carolina, then to play in the NBA. I was truly blessed. You said I was a banker for a couple of years and joined the staff at North Carolina in 1988. My time as a coach at North Carolina was just unbelievable. I can never go back and think of anything that I would have enjoyed doing more than coaching at North Carolina.
Phil went on to coach for a time in the NBA as well, and now you are doing some things that are very near and dear to your heart. Tell us about that.
The Phil Ford Foundation fights childhood obesity. I had a camp over in the western part of the state and got very close to a youngster there who was obese, and he tried so hard and he was just limited in what he could do. And my cousin and I got together and decided to start a foundation, and we chose childhood obesity, and the name of Dr. Ileana Perrin came up, and a doctor at the North Carolina Children's Hospital here, and we've worked closely with North Carolina Children's Hospital since then.
And you also do some motivational speaking.
I enjoy speaking to young kids about things that have happened to me in my life. I just finished a children's book. It's titled The Kid Who Couldn't Dunk. And I thought it would be motivational to some youngsters. I had some success as a basketball player, and I've never dunked. And everybody thinks now dunking is the epitome of being a basketball player. So hopefully it'll motivate some young kids.
Which is just...
I've really never dunked.
Well, thank you for doing everything that you do. And if anybody wants to find out more about what Phil Ford is doing, go to philfordbasketball.com.
And thank you for your friendship through all these years, Ron John.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations, Joe Townsend. The word of the day is patina, P-A-T-I-N-A. It means a film formed on copper or brass by exposure to air. It's green normally. It can also mean surface or a veneer. Patina, P-A-T-I-N-A. Joe Townsend gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers.
And he hits Davis 40 yards downfield. Touchdown!
What a
huge grab. Let's see that again in slow motion. Going up, feet are in bounds, and he's pulling out his phone to get a free rate quote from Geico? So he could save hundreds of dollars on his car insurance. While he pulls down the ball with the other hand. Phenomenal! That was one for the highlight reel, folks.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This fall, Great Outdoor Provision Company invites you to strap in for back to school with Chaco sandals. Stride through campus in comfort and style with the sandal that's perfect for hallways and trailheads. Find the pair that speaks to you at our Eastgate Shopping Center location, which features all the new arrivals from Chaco and a whole lot more. So before you kick off your semester, make sure you're geared up and strapped in for the upcoming year with Great Outdoor Provision Company. Like us on Facebook or visit greatoutdoorprovision.com.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for water and shock resistance, submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes, rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
Today's offer at ourlocaldeal.com is from Dynamic Change Wellness. It's 50% off. Enjoy a one-hour hypnosis session valued at $80, available today for only $40. Your session with certified hypnotist Liz Priestley in Chapel Hill can be tailored to meet your needs. It can include weight loss, stress and/or anxiety reduction, pain management, smoking cessation, or other self-defeating behaviors. It's half off from Dynamic Change Wellness, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech, online at durhamtech.edu.
65 degrees, a rainy day on the way, 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
I'm Frank Setapani. What's left of a Pacific Ocean hurricane is still spreading across parts of the west and desert southwest, where downpours yesterday swept at least two people to their deaths. KCBS-TV forecaster Evelyn Taft tells us what's in store today.
We're still looking at a flood risk a little later this afternoon. This includes southeastern portions of California, Nevada, northern Arizona, Utah, and Colorado.
CBS's Danielle Nottingham has a snapshot from outside Caesar's Palace on the Las Vegas Strip.
Thousands of tourists arriving here have been facing flight delays, flooded streets, and power outages. This morning, a flash flood warning has been lifted, and the cleanup is underway.
But that cleanup could take days. Players, fans, and critics of the NFL are criticizing the league for going easy on Ray Rice before a video came out showing the star running back punching his then-fiancée and now wife in the face. Pittsburgh Steelers cornerback Willie Gay says domestic violence is serious. His own mother was killed, but Gay says Rice should not be abandoned.
We just need to come together and help Ray Rice or anyone that's in the situation.
The Baltimore Ravens have cut Rice, and the NFL handed down an indefinite suspension. The public has to wait till tomorrow, but congressional leaders will get a briefing on the president's plan to defeat ISIS terrorists later today. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
Right, Frank. President Obama will use his Oval Office meeting with top congressional leaders to make the case for a wider military fight against the terror group in Iraq and, increasingly likely, airstrikes inside Syria. He's expected to tell them that the goal of degrading and ultimately destroying the terror group will take time. He'll also discuss his efforts to get other countries to join a coalition to take on ISIS, and he will outline the goals to the nation in a speech tomorrow.
Home Depot's confirmed that computer hackers broke into its payment system. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger tells us the data breach could be the biggest ever.
Been going on for 4 months now, could be up to 60 million different accounts, and Target had 40 million.
Ornithologists are weighing in on climate change. Live to CBS News correspondent Vicki Barker.
The coup of the common mourning dove, one of the few projected winners as climate change impacts America's birds. The Audubon Society argues the dove could see its range widen by 2080, while the Baltimore Oriole, the Mississippi kite, and the California gull may vanish from their home territories. And in a State of the Birds report out shortly, scientists will warn more than 200 American birds currently risk extinction. Frank?
A serious virus has infected thousands of children in more than 10 states. Some needed emergency treatment. ER Dr. Samson Davis says mothers and fathers should keep a close eye out